I was almost going to give you an introduction to the recorder for a second. I titled my presentation Wiki's Wiki Wiki because Wiki, as you may know, is the Hawaiian word for quick, and that's the word from which Wikis get their name. So my attempt this morning will be to give you a very quick introduction to Wikis. Hopefully this will work. When I was telling a friend of mine, who's a librarian, that I was going to be speaking here about Wikis, I mentioned the idea of having the presentation just be a Wiki and having me stand out here and say, okay, what do you want to know? And then have you guys sort of build a presentation around that. He looked at me and he said, Jessica, these are librarians. Librarians are often shy and they're hesitant to ask questions, and sometimes they won't even say good morning to you when you say good morning to them. You might want to make some slides. So I took his advice. But first, I do want to get some feedback from you, if that's okay. If you're awake enough now, I heard some laughter, so somebody's out there listening, please, besides Alice. So I'd like to get some idea of what kind of knowledge you guys all might have about wikis, just so I know what I should be telling you and not telling you in my presentation. So if you know what a wiki is, could you raise your hand for me? Okay, it looks like about three quarters of the room. Good, so the quarter of you who didn't raise your hand, hopefully at the end of the presentation you can say that you know something about wikis, and if not, then I have failed miserably. How many of you edit a wiki every now and then? Ooh, wow, that's far fewer, probably about an eighth of the room. How many of you contribute to a wiki regularly? Maybe about seven hands. Do any of you have your own wiki? Okay, wait a minute. We've got totally different hands there on people who contribute and people who have their own wiki. So I guess some of you have your own wiki, but you don't actually edit it or contribute to it. That happens. It's okay. How many of you actually manage a wiki? I figured Anne's hand was going to go up on that. We've got about four people there. How many of you have installed a wiki on a server? Two hands. Woo! Excellent. Great. Sweet. So what's a wiki? Come on, like three quarters of the room said that they knew what a wiki was. So somebody tell us, what's a wiki? Okay, you guys lie. A wiki is a specialized website allowing easy editing. It usually has a visible edit link or button. Wiki syntax is often somewhat easy to learn, but it's not quite HTML. Editing a wiki is easy. And just for you guys here today, I installed MediaWiki on my own laptop so that I can show you how to do this. So one of the things I've been saying for years is, you know, I need to make a list of all these books people keep telling me I need to read. And I kept thinking, hey, a wiki would be great for this because I can post it on a website and everybody who reads a lot and keeps telling me I should read these books can just go and, like, put them on my list, right? So we're going to edit my page of books to read. So in order to do this, I need somebody to tell me a book I should read. Say that again?
Art of Possibility.
The Art of Possibility. Okay. So here's my list of books. And you probably noticed that there's an edit button way at the top of the page, and there are also edit links down the bottom, down the side. And the reason why there are edit links on the side is because the way that MediaWiki divides the page with headings, it creates an edit link for all of the different headings. There's not going to be a quiz on this later. I'm just telling you this so that it'll make sense to you now. So what I'm going to do is go put the Art of Possibility down here. I'm going to use this edit link on the side because it's just going to give me this one little section to edit instead of having to, like, edit the entire page and scroll through, and it's really boring. So basically, I click the edit link. I come here. I'm making a list, so I'm going to put an asterisk in front of what I'm doing, which is MediaWiki syntax for making a list, and then I'm going to type the Art of Possibility. One of the nice things I like about MediaWiki is at the bottom I can put a summary of the edit that I just made, which will go into the list of history on the page. So if I'm ever looking back at the history and I want to see what kind of edits have happened, I know that this is the edit that I made when I put this book on the list. It probably sounds like cattle stampeding with me typing you have the microphone. And I'm going to click save. Really easy, right? And poof, it's on the list. Magic. And that, my friends, is how you edit a wiki. Back to class. All right, so many of you are thinking, a website anyone can edit? Isn't that bad? Well, not always. But if anyone can edit the site, that means that you need to remember that anyone can edit the site. Anyone editing is good. Come on. No, it really is. It can be. It can be a great communication aid. It can be a great tool, especially among decentralized team members or over time. You know, if you know that you're going to be doing a task this year and you're going to have to do the same task in a year, you're not going to remember everything that you did, right? Well, okay, maybe you will, but I would. So I would need to write it down. Wikis also are a way of encouraging participation. They're a way of, you know, sort of equalizing things and giving people the tools to record whatever it is that they're doing. They can also serve as a central repository for information. We're all about central repositories, aren't we? Okay, maybe not. All right, so anyone editing can be bad. Help! I ripped everything on the wiki! How many of you know that you'll get this from somebody, right? Yeah. Well, wikis have different kinds of archiving tools in the back end, so you can restore pages that are deleted. You know, lots of systems have that kind of thing. It's nothing to panic over. But you do need to be aware of everyone's comfort level with technology. And, you know, newbies, you know, some people who are not early adapters are going to stretch a little bit in order to start working on a wiki. But other people will jump right in. Ownership, of course, is another major issue, like with any project that we work on. If there's not a clear owner, or if there's not someone who's willing to take ownership, then a lot of things are going to get dropped and not included on the wiki. And, of course, you guys have all probably heard about wiki spam and vandalism. If you've got a wiki hosted on a public site, these are definite risks. If you've got a wiki on an intranet and you're getting wiki spam, something's really wrong. Wiki spam is basically a script that goes out and finds a wiki page and replaces the contents of the page with links to things like travel sites, casinos, and worse. There's also lots of content control, which can be an issue for a lot of people. And basically, you know, wikis are an environment where anybody can edit anything, supposedly. So if you're dealing with people who want to write their words down and have them be set in stone and not have anybody else even fix a spelling error, then a wiki may not be the right tool for what you're trying to do, or it may not be the right tool for that particular person. But some wikis do have access control, which is good. Sometimes you can restrict what pages people edit, you can restrict who edits, and sometimes you can even restrict what kinds of edits they make. It all depends on the platform and how it's all set up. You guys might all have heard about Wikipedia by now, and you guys have probably even seen the front page, but one of the things that a lot of people don't notice is that up in the top, where there's usually a link that says edit, there isn't one on the very front page. And that's something that the Wikipedia administrators did to protect their front page. And only certain administrators within the community have rights to edit the page. So that's an example of a wiki with access control. I want to throw out two big cautions about wikis. One of them is using wikis to, it comes into play when you're using wikis to store information. And that's that, again, you have to be aware that anyone can edit the wiki if you've got it set up that way. And that can mean all sorts of things. That can mean that you spend an hour putting all sorts of information on the wiki, and someone comes along and thinks, why did she put this here? This doesn't make any sense, and takes it all away. Or, you know, it can also mean that they put a lot more in than they would otherwise. There's also issues of compatibility in wikis. You know, how do you pull data out of a wiki and put it into something else? You know, if you decide in a year that a wiki is not the kind of tool that you want to use, what do you do with it? I don't know if anyone's really thought about that sort of thing yet. And you also need to keep asking yourself if a wiki is really the right or the best tool for what you're trying to do. You know, a lot of people might want to use some sort of zippy technology because it seems to be all the rage, but it may not be the best thing. And then there are lots of cautions about using wikis as sources. And, you know, you guys have probably all heard this or read it. If you're on Newslib, this stuff comes up all the time with regards to Wikipedia. One of the issues, of course, is that content can change at any moment. In an environment like a news environment where we need to go back to an editor and be able to say, yes, this is where I found this information. Is using Wiki really the best place to go for that? You know, it might be there now. Is it going to be there in 5 minutes? Is it going to be there tomorrow? It's also hard sometimes to know who's responsible for the content and what their credentials are. And those are two major issues when you're trying to evaluate any kind of source. When you're selecting a wiki to use, just remember that wikis come in different colors, like many other things out there. different platforms have different functionality. It's important to know what it is that you want and what you're going to be using the wiki for. Think about all the desirable features, and this is where it's good to have sort of a basic knowledge of a lot of the different kinds of wikis that are out there. Cost, of course, is another important factor. There are free wikis, there are software that you have to buy, sometimes you pay to host it, sometimes you can have it for free on your intranet. There's just all sorts of different levels there. And now I'm going to take you through a few different wikis, just so you get an idea of how people are using them and what's available out there. I already mentioned Wikipedia. Here's the Wikipedia definition of wiki. You guys all probably figured I had one of these, but I just wanted to confirm just in case anyone had any doubts. And this is a really bad eye test, but if you look kind of at the top, you can see that there's this big link that says edit this page right here. And that was missing from the page we looked at a couple of minutes ago. This is the wiki that the people who do the Atom standard use. Atom is a derivative of RSS. And they use the wiki as just a way to do group work and group collaboration. And this platform is Moin Moin. This is the library success wiki that Meredith Farkas started. And this is a place where library professionals can come together and, well, share their best practices, share things that they're doing that work, get advice on things that aren't working, all sorts of neat things like that. And anyone can edit it because it's a wiki. The News Division has its own wiki, thanks to Anne Holcomb. NewsLib with Minnie is what it's called. And this is one that's password protected. She said it would be okay if I gave the password out. It's librarians, so go home and tinker with it. And it's one that's geared mostly towards solo librarians or people in small news libraries, but it's really open to the community. And there's already people who have gone in and, you know, introduced themselves and written some other things. The SLA Boston chapter has been using a wiki for the last couple of years for various purposes. You can see, if your eyesight is good enough, if you're in the back of the room, read the bottom line, that we've been using it a little bit for Baltimore conference kinds of things. There's a list of people who are planning to attend. There's a road trip list and a list of people looking for roommates. Some of the issues with this wiki is that it is password protected and not all the membership has access to the wiki. So a lot of what's on here is from a couple of different committees and their committee members. We started using it for program planning. I was on one of the committees that dealt with program planning, and we were working with several different committees, several different individuals on various programs, and it was good to have a central place to come to log information so we knew who had taken care of what and what still needed to be done. I was at a conference last weekend that was a tech conference in Boston called BarCamp. BarCamps happen all over the world, actually, so there might be one near you. They use a wiki for their website, and as you can see, it looks like a lot of other typical conference websites, just like what you would expect to find on a conference website, except it's a wiki, so anyone can come in at any time and change it. And actually, if you go look at the front page now, it looks nothing like this, because people who went to the conference have been adding links to their blog posts and podcasts and all of that kind of stuff. One of the neat things about it is that they have a registration list. And some people get squeamish about it, you know, putting down publicly that they're going to be at a conference. But this is great because you kind of get an idea of who's going to be there ahead of time. And then a couple of days after the conference, and you think, oh, yeah, I met that interesting person. What was his name? You can go back to the list very easily and scroll through it and find that kind of information. Also, it's a really good way to organize and coordinate with people when we were talking about doing the dine arounds, for example, and who was going to what restaurant and where they were meeting and all of that kind of stuff and who was going. I kept thinking, we should just stick this on a wiki somewhere. It'd be so much easier. This is a page from reddit.com. Reddit is a community news site where people can submit headlines, so to speak, and other users come in and rank them up or down based on whether they think they're good. I know the Reddit guys because they live in the Boston area. And I had a great conversation with one of them about their website at this tech conference I was at last weekend. And one of the things that he pointed out to me that I didn't realize is that if you log into the site becomes a wiki. There are edit buttons and everything, so you can edit and change things around, but only registered members can do that. And he told me one of the things that they noticed as the site was growing and becoming more popular is that they felt like they needed some sort of guidelines about how to use the site. But since they were the site administrators and they weren't really using it, they weren't part of the community that much, they felt like it would be better for their users to come up with the guidelines. But how do they do that, right? So they decided to just start this page, call it Reddit, and just stand back and see what would happen. And he said within a couple of days, people had written all these little guidelines about things that they would want people to do in the community. Kind of neat, right? And again, you know, had I test, you're sitting in the back of the room, you can read the bottom line. There are some kind of goofy things on the list too, like you might imagine. Please don't, and then the last two, hawk snake oil, or hurt small animals or children. I mean, great advice, you know, great rules for the community, but how relevant is it to a website, right? This is the wiki that my mystery hunt team, Codex Dresden, used back in January. The mystery hunt is a weekend of hardcore puzzling at MIT. We start about noon on Friday, and it ends whenever somebody solves the very last puzzle, which could happen sometime late Sunday night or early Monday morning. And we go all weekend long. And we use the wiki this year because we have a very large distributed team. We have players in Seattle, we have players in England, we have players in Australia. And it's hard, as you might imagine, to coordinate everybody. So we keep a wiki going with information about the team members and the status of the hunt and the status of all of the puzzles. And here's a puzzle page for you. Again, the type might be a little bit too small. But we've got the name of the puzzle, the link to the actual puzzle, information about what chat room we're in, and you know, the status of the puzzle. And this one actually luckily has a solution. We did manage to solve it. If you go to the wiki and you look at this page and you scroll down, you'll see that there are all these notes. If any of you puzzle, you probably do something to make notes or to work things out. Imagine doing that in a room where you're working with, you know, 3 to 10 people, and then you've got a player in England and a player in Seattle and a player in Australia. How do you do that? So we do it all on a wiki. If you want to learn more about wikis, there's a great opportunity coming up in August. Harvard Law School is hosting the second annual International Wikimedia Foundation Conference. It's mostly geared towards Wikimedia Foundation projects. That's the foundation that runs Wikipedia and Wiktionary and all of those kinds of things. But there's also going to be a lot of sessions for people who just want to come and learn more about wikis in general, what people are doing with wikis. And we do have quite a few librarians who are doing presentations and that sort of thing. There are also lots of other wiki conferences out there, and those range in anything from hardcore geek developer conferences to just newbie user conferences. And then, of course, the Special Libraries Association, which is where you are today learning about wikis. Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica. Okay, I'm going to spend a little time telling you about the wiki that we use, the San Luis Post-Dispatch. Excuse me. I'm going to start with just the familiar 5 W's. We've been using wiki software at the Post-Dispatch since April of 2005 with varying degrees of success. I hope what I'm going to show you today is a little better than what we had when we started out. What we decided to do is, when I first started to talk to my team about what we wanted to do with the wiki, I think because of the success of Wikipedia, people were associating wikis with encyclopedic knowledge, and they wanted to literally make an encyclopedia on St. Louis, and all kinds of different ideas came up. And when we thought about the reality of it, we thought maybe that was a little unrealistic, so we tried to focus on what we wanted to do. So we decided to simply make a department reference guide. So our reference guide has things like how to file the microfilm and how to background a person, aircraft accidents drills, things like that. So that's what we created. Now the WHO is just the research department. We haven't opened our wiki to the newsroom. We're the only people that use it. We're the only people that have access to that folder on the web directory, so that's how we control access to it. We will probably open access to it in the future, but right now it's just us. Now why we did it, why not? We just wanted to build a wiki. And we thought we would have fun with it. And where our wiki lives is just a little bit of a technology matter. It lives on our internet server. Wikis can live anywhere from on an individual machine to a shared machine on a network, or even put them on your web servers. Ours lives on our web server. And the reason ours lives on our web server is because I got our technology department involved. Originally, I was just going to get a wiki and set it up on a local machine in the library, and we were just going to use it there. But I went out and selected a wiki, and I talked to my tech guy about installing it for me, and I found out I had selected a wiki that wasn't compatible with our infrastructure. So he went out and selected a better wiki for me, and he came back and he installed it. And 24 hours after I first mentioned it to him, I had a wiki up and running and was editing my first page. I thought that was a very good experience with my tech guys. I want to just mention, since I'm talking about the selection process, that appropriately, this is a comparison wiki software that you can find on the Wikipedia. It compares about 24 different softwares and their features, the type of servers they'll run on, and what they can do for you. It's a very useful guide. It's kind of a, since it is a wiki page, it's kind of a big scrolling thing. You have to, you can see by where my bars are, that's a big page. You can go way up and way over and way to the side. You can't really look at all the wikis in one view, but it's worth checking out if you haven't selected one already. Now, the wiki that we started to use is called OpenWiki. And I guess if MediaWiki, which most of my friends here today are using, is the Cadillac of the class, the OpenWiki is probably the Kia of the class. it's not very customizable, but it is very, very simple, and it does what we need it to do. It has open editing. There is no password protection or page editing. You have to completely control access by the folders where it lives on the web server. It does track changes fairly well. You can track all edits on a single page, or you can track the edits site-wide. If you see changes on a page, you can click on it, and it will show you the differences between two versions, so you can revert to one version if you need to. It also has a title index and a word index, and it sets up user preferences. And I'm going to show you in a minute the user preferences are limited at best. This is just a screenshot of what tracking the changes look like, and you can see that it shows you the page that was changed. It shows you the differences and the changes that were made and the person that made it and when they made it. This is the title index of the site. It's very useful when you get a wiki that gets a lot of pages on it. It's very useful to go and see if you might already have a wiki link that already serves your needs instead of making duplicate pages. It's also a very good site index to use. And this is a screenshot of the user preferences, limited as they are. User preferences in OpenWiki basically amounts to turning things on and off on what appear on your screen. The title bar at the top and the links track at the top, you can turn that on and off and move it to the top and bottom. You can change the size of your edit screen. And then one nice user preference is that you can set external links to open in a new window, which is a nice feature. So, OpenWiki's pros and cons. As you can tell by what I have up on the screen here, OpenWiki is pretty easy to use. That's the big pro. It's easy to install, it's easy to use, it's easy to edit. There's no huge learning curve on any part of it. But the cons are that it's pretty low end. You can't customize it very much. You can't change the color of the background and put, you know, different fonts in or anything like that. You can't use images on the site, which might be a deal breaker for many of you. I know there are lots of wikis out there where images are very important content on it. And you can't delete or rename pages. This is kind of a wiki-wide problem because of the structure, the software structure behind the way wikis work. If you rename pages, you're going to break all the links on the page you have. But it can be a problem, especially when we started ours. You know, we weren't really very experienced on making wiki pages named very nicely, and so we ended up with a big hodgepodge of these strangely named pages. And that's how the links show up. It just wasn't working very well. And then last, you can only do really simple searches on it. It only does a string search, a one or two word string search. It can't do anything really sophisticated like Boolean logic. Our wiki is small enough where that's not really a problem for us. Just a moment on editing a page in OpenWiki. You can easily access it with a double click. There is an edit button, but you don't need to use it. It has a very, very simple markup language. I'm going to show you an edit page in a second. There's a couple of lines here that are examples of what two different types of links would look like. And as you can see, there's not very much special characters or anything like that going on. And you can also easily link URLs on the wiki just by pasting them in and putting a name after it. This is our template page. I put the template page up simply to show the people that are building the wiki how we would like the page to look. If you don't set a standard on what you want your site to look like and you've got 15 people editing a site, you're going to have 15 different styles of stuff. So we put this up so people would have a guide to go by. And this is the wiki, this is the same page in the edit mode. And if you look, I don't know if you can see it very well, but there's not a whole lot of junk characters in there. It's pretty clean type. OpenWiki uses just a character or two to mark up some stuff. For example, the equal signs at the top just make something a header. The number of equal signs is what heading it is. It's either heading 3, 4, or 5, depending on how many equal signs you put in. It's very easy, like I said. When I mentioned to you before about what we decided to make our wiki be, when we first put the wiki software up, even though we had decided that we were just going to use it as a research guide for the department, we still ended up with all kinds of wild stuff on it because everyone was putting every piece of useful information they had out there. I knew we had to step back and reassess the situation when I saw a page that was called the phone number for the Weatherbird Cafe, which is the cafeteria in the Post-Dispatch building. And the page only had the phone number for the Weatherbird Cafe on it. So we defined our parameters, as I said, very narrowly, and if I haven't made it clear yet, our weekly is simply the department manual. So maybe you want to see the wiki already, huh? This is our front page, and I would call it something other than the front page, but as I mentioned, you can't rename a page, and the front page of a wiki is usually called the front page. I can't rename a news research or anything like that. And this is just a very simple list of links that are on the wiki page. The idea behind it is that I want to do something, I want to go in and background a person, excuse me, I can come to this page and easily find the link and go to backgrounding a person. And backgrounding a person is just a little primer for a researcher on a checklist of things to go through when they're doing a basic background search on a person. What I'd like you to know is that it's not just a collection of links or anything. There's actually some narrative on here that tells a person what they should do and the types of things they should look for. it can be used by a novice who's going through the training program as a guide for what they need to do, or it can be used by a veteran just as a checklist to make sure that they touch all the bases. Military casualties is something else that unfortunately we end up having to do on a daily basis. The newsroom expects us to do the same due diligence on every casualty that comes through. So this is just a way that we can make sure that everyone is doing it, even if it's a person that doesn't normally do this type of research. We also have a drill on aircraft accidents. We have a drill on a lot of things, actually. This is just one of the better ones. Again, an aircraft accident isn't something that happens every day. So it's easy to forget your favorite site to go look up an N number at. So when something big happens like this, the researchers can go to this page and it just kind of guides them through the process. This is our local court access page. One of the biggest shocks to my system when I moved from Florida to the Midwest was the access to the court systems. You people in Florida know what I'm talking about, right? In Florida, it was very easy. Everything was open. You just had to find a site and go to it. There were lots of aggregator sites that you could subscribe to that would give you one-stop shopping for criminal records and everything. Well, I'm going to tell you it's not like that in Missouri and Illinois. So I had to put together this page to kind of help guide me through the morass that is court systems in the Midwest. It has links to things that are online. It has phone numbers for the courts that we don't have access to and information on how to order records if we need it. This is just a page that lists some of the things that we have on in the wiki that are just standard departmental procedures, how to do the microfilm, control features for the media grid system, and things like that. This is one of the simpler ones. It's just paper distribution. We have four people that do different, that distribute the papers in the morning. When I got there, they were doing it four different ways, so we decided to set a standard and put it on the wiki. This is a very useful page. This is our news research accounts. I'm sorry that I didacted the passwords and logons for you. I know you all want those, but this is just a list of everything that my department subscribes to, and it serves as a checklist. When a researcher is looking for things, they can just kind of go through it and make sure they've touched all the bases. The future of what we might do with our wiki, we might include project teams and open up to the newsroom. We might put other training materials online similar to what we have for our department. We might do it for other departments. Cops, listing reporter sources are the holy grail. I've developed three or four systems to try and wrestle that to the ground, but nothing's really ever worked. Maybe an institutional history. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch has got quite a history that might be worth compiling and putting on here. And who knows, maybe we will do an encyclopedia on St. Louis. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Susan S. from the News and Observer. As background, we started thinking after last year's conference, actually, about we had redone our intranet. We knew that some of the content on our intranet was not controlled by the news research department, even though the intranet updating was done by the news research department. We wanted to figure out how to get other people to update their stuff because we were tired of doing it. And so that was when we started thinking about what tools could we use that might help other people start editing or just updating their own pages, their own information, really, because it was our pages. We also wanted to better track the work that the researchers were doing. And what we found in the past was that we would do something like an auto track or an accurate report, give it to a reporter. The reporter might be the day cop. The story continues into the evening. The night cop gets there. The night cop's reporter gets there and doesn't have the information that we'd already given to the day cop's reporter. And so suddenly we were having to redo stuff. We ended up doing a network directory for accurate and criminal searches, but we were getting some other things like web pages that we may have printed off for a report or something like that that we just wished we could keep. And so we wanted to somehow better track the work that we were doing so that we weren't going to have to do it twice. So that's where we first started thinking about a wiki. We looked at two tools, blogs and wikis, and we decided that we would actually use both. For the blog, a blog is good when there is someone who has, it's just one voice, one person who's doing all the talking, and then other people can comment. And so we're using that for our day note, which is the daily note that is sent about the day's paper. The public editor is an ombudsman for the NNO, and he puts out a note weekly. And then an update from upper management weekly that goes out. Those are now on blogs. They had been in email format before. And what we found was that people would comment to the person who sent the original email, like our public editor, but then those comments were not viewable by anyone else. And so after a while, people wanted to know what others were commenting about the day note or whatever. So we chose a blog for those uses. But we did want to do a wiki for some of the things that we wanted a more collaborative effort on. And so I'm going to go through a couple of our wikis that we have. We're using Wikimedia, the same MediaWiki actually it's called, and it's the same software by Wikipedia. We have basically two kinds of wikis at the NNO, the one where the content is controlled by the news research department. One wiki is a breaking news wiki, and the other is an ongoing news wiki, and these kind of go hand in hand. The other is when content is controlled by others. We have a large push at the News and Observer for improved development, and so we have a lot of classes internally that are offered. We have a development day once a quarter where people are allowed, that we bring speakers in and they talk, and people are allowed to take a lot of different classes over the course of one day. And so our development, we have a development editor, and she wanted a place where she could list the classes, and we wanted needed a course catalog and class information and where those classes were going to be held and that kind of thing. So that was one of the content that is controlled by her. The other thing is newsroom awards. We just wanted to keep track of when the newsroom had won awards over the years, to know what those awards were. We often, for upper management, like, didn't we win something for something? And we have to go now, and then we have to research what was it that we won. So that was one of the other things. This is our front page. We called our wiki NNOpedia, even though it's not really encyclopedic, but that's what we were trying to play off of Wikipedia. But as you can see across the top on the far right is a little login on the top right. There's the edit and other items across the top that allow you to work with this wiki. And on the left side a bar with our logo, and then some other information. All that is set up by the software. We did customize and put our own logo in, but that is the software. The stuff that's in the middle is our content. For my future pictures that you're going to see, I'm only including the middle sections, but know that all that other stuff is around the left side and at the top. We're using a table format for most of our main pages. So we have one kind of large block of introductory information across the top, and then the current wikis that we have in the left section of the middle, and then more tips for wikis in the right section. These are just, it's a table format, and it makes it a little bit easier to read when you get to the page and kind of know what you're supposed to do when you get there. The first wiki that I'm going to spend some time talking about is our breaking news wiki. We wanted to really track what we were doing in breaking news situations. So we're using, again, a table format for this wiki. On the right side is the ongoing research. We're trying to keep track of some things, like for John Edwards, who is a former North Carolina senator and vice presidential candidate. We did a lot of work while he was during the elections, but we want to keep some of that. So thinking that he's going to appear again at some other point, we want to make sure we have some of the stuff that we worked on before. On the breaking news side, we have, I guess these are four different pages that we've started. We have a situation going on in Durham right now. You might have heard about the lacrosse team. And actually this wiki turned out to be a great thing for us to keep track of all the work. On this this table of contents that's showing at the top here, that's also generated automatically by the wiki. We don't have to do anything to do that. And the wiki, when you have a new section header, it just adds it in. Those are links that allow you to go down into the page. You can see from here the kinds of things that we have are the News and Observer stories, the links to Duke University's lacrosse incident page. And then we go to supporting documents. The same homepage for Duke Lacrosse you can see it without that table of contents. The table of contents in the software can be suppressed completely, or you can have it like this in a hidden state. We usually have it open so that we can use it to move downward. But you can see as we go down on this page, we have towards the bottom here the facts in this case, and we're just keeping track of who was arrested, when they were arrested, what happened, the timeline of the event so far, and things like that. Yes, did you?
I was just going to ask real quick, the Duke University's lacrosse incident page, I would assume, since you don't control that, that can change any time. Do you habitually save what's there and just have a link?
We just have the link. Their web page, the Duke University's web page, is actually, it's kind of almost wiki-like. It's just a long listing of things that they've, press releases that they've had and things like that that's kind of permanent.
You won't go back and speak.
Eventually, it may be gotten rid of. I would be surprised if Duke did that at this point because they really have screwed things up. But anyway, so it's just a link on our page so far. But we could actually print that page and then scan it in as a PDF and then put it here. So the facts in the case at the bottom there. And then we have our supporting documents. And these are all things like the indictments and the warrants, the rosters for the current team plus old rosters. We actually have uploaded PDFs for a lot of these things, but you can see we also have an Excel file that one of our researchers is working on, and she just takes it from here, changes it, and then uploads the document again into the wiki. The wiki allows you to have PDFs and Word documents and Excel files and image files and all sorts of things uploaded into the wiki, and then you just link to them easily under your edit tab. We also have done criminal searches and accurate reports, and all of those things are uploaded and like contained here so that when we need to, we can go and find it pretty easily. This has really worked out great for us. The search warrants and things like that are not things that we would have kept before. We know that this story is going to be ongoing, and we've worked on it for quite a while already. We had originally had a researcher's log at the bottom of this, but we were doing so much so quickly that it was hard to keep up with the researcher's log, so just of who was doing what and what they had worked on and where they put things. So we ended up not doing any more with the researcher's log, but certainly with our uploading of the documents and just keeping track of all this, of these little separate pieces of information, it's really, really worked out nicely. The other wiki that I want to show you is this Development Central. Again, our development is a big push this year. This is the home page of the Development Central wiki, and we have some general information on the right side. The development editor can edit this left part. She can edit the whole thing, but she'll edit the left part to put information and announcements that she wants in there. But then in the middle, we have a course catalog, and I'm just going to spend a moment talking about that. The Wiki software has a function that allows you to categorize what they call articles, which are really just web pages. I think Jim is going to talk about this a little bit more with his wiki. Basically, every web page on your wiki can be categorized in some way. So if all of those Duke Lacrosse things, we could kind of tag it with a category that was like Duke Lacrosse, and then you could click on Duke Lacrosse category and get everything. We're not using that, really. Our wiki is not that big, so we're not using the category system for anything across the rest of the wiki except for this. It actually works out nicely for creating a catalog of classes. So what you see here at the top, is a listing of the kinds of classes that we've offered. And we've only been doing this catalog is only for maybe the past, I don't know, 6 months or so that we've actually kept track of all the classes. So for example, we'd have any kind of audio session, or an editing session, or a session that was a class that was related to photography in some way. And so when you click on like photo that's up there on the right, you'll get the listing of all the classes that were related to photo. And this is also not just the current classes, the new classes that are coming, but we've also kept the old classes that were offered. And those classes that were offered also have slides, you know, and kind of handouts that go along with those. And so the handouts have been uploaded, and so if you want to go back and look at a class that was there before and find that handout, you can go and find it in that class. Now, looking down at the articles in category course catalog, articles, again, are the term that the wiki uses for that specific web page. So in this case, these articles are actually other web pages that is the class information. So when you get to that page, for example, the class blogging with your pants on is one that would be categorized under technology and trends on the top right. And or you could click directly on the class if you remember the title. If you knew it was some blogging class but you didn't know the title, you could go to Technology and Trends and the class would be listed there, and then you can click on it there. So this cataloging is, again, a part of the wiki software. We didn't have to do anything special for it except just tag each page as we were going to be in a specific category. Those are our two big wikis at the moment, but we have a lot of ideas for future wikis. And I'm going to show you this first one, an experts database. We have, in the past, had, you know, efforts at trying to keep track of if someone knows something. So, for example, the foreign languages, if you somehow need to have someone translate something that you've gotten and it's in Spanish, who in the newsroom knows Spanish and you can and take it to them. Well, the experts database in the past we've done as a database. It was hard for us to maintain. We thought about trying it as a wiki, and this was actually the very first wiki that we wanted to do. This is not yet in place, but we've actually set it up to start it, but we haven't actually given it to the newsroom yet to actually add their names to. But I'll show it to you in a second. The other one is a contest list. This right now is a web page that is on our intranet, and we want to just transfer it to a wiki because there's one of the editors is responsible for the contests, and we want him to be able to just put in when there's new deadlines or what contests are coming up and things like that. But I'm going to show you a little bit of this experts page because it has some interesting features on it. Again, this is not yet kind of live with the newsroom, but it's pretty much ready to go. On the right side, you'll see that there's a thing that says NNOpedia Wikis. And then across this large bar at the top, not the first paragraph, but the next, you know, a little table that's there, a large table, these are things in the wiki that are called templates. And basically, a template is a snippet of formatted text. And you create this little template like this one on the right side. You create it and then just add the little name of the template into any other wiki page, and that little box will show up on the right side of every page. So that's a really nice little function. We haven't really taken advantage of it yet, but we are in this experts thing, we're using it on all the pages. The other box, which is the what to do on the experts pages, is another little template. So we have it there. We've created it once and explained what we want the people to do on these pages, and then we can use that same piece of information on every other page related to the experts, and we don't have to actually keep typing that in or copying from another page. The areas of expertise, what we want to do is, again, have people just add your name to, if you know something about foreign language, just add your name and say what language you know. Or if you have a special hobby, gardening, for example, and you're going to have a gardening story, you might want to ask someone, you know, what can a hoe be used for whatever, and, you know, you want to check with someone who knows a lot about gardening. Look on here and find their name and things like that. So going to the languages, the page that we have set up is here. And this actually is a long page, and just so that it shows up on one screen, I've just, you know, the bottom part is actually just a long, long list. Not that long, actually. This is the whole list. But so at the top of the page, we have some information about what they're supposed to do. Towards the bottom of the page, you'll see the heading for Spanish, French, German, whatever. We just want them to edit, choose the edit button, and then add your name. And that's all you do. And then you finish editing. Because it's a wiki, if someone leaves the paper, we feel like everyone should be able to kind of, well, you know, Cher Snowman is a photographer here who has said that she knows Spanish, but we know that she's going to be leaving the paper and moving. So if I'm in there editing and adding my name and I see Cher's, well, I can just go ahead and delete Cher's name. It should be that easy. That's what we're hoping for anyway. So like I said, it hasn't gone live yet. Okay, so what has worked for us? The breaking news really has worked. We've only used it for 4 breaking news stories, but they were all 4 really big stories that we needed to keep track of. They were all kind of all hands on deck, kind of trying to keep track of you know, work that we were doing on a, you know, really heavy duty for a week on particular stories. And it actually has been useful for us. We had to do some training for people to kind of get over their shyness about editing the wiki. And so that actually has been good. Once people have seen how easy it is, they usually are, okay, I'll try. You know, they might not be really, you know, excited and like, oh, I'm going to do it, but they'll at least try. And so the training was really helpful, and I think it made people want to at least give it a shot. We did do, we changed our preferences to log in to do any editing on any page. And there was a lot of concerns about security of the information on the page. The wiki does have the ability to go back to previous pages. If you log in, you are, it, when you make a change, the software, you know, registers that it was you who made the change. So if you need to go back and see who screwed up a page, your name is going to be in there. And plus, you can have the ability to go back to a previous version of the page if something has been screwed up. What has not worked? I mean, we still do have reluctance to edit a page. The researchers are doing editing, especially on the ongoing and breaking news pages. On the other pages, we just have people are just a little bit shy, and they don't want to mess it up, and so there is some reluctance, and we're trying to combat that. The long pages of text. When we first started the wiki, it was not in table format like you saw today. It was just a long page of information. And people, even among the researchers, would get to the page and just be very confused about what they were supposed to do once they got there. And so we really had to work at understanding in our head, get our head around the fact that it really is a web page, so it should look as nice as any other web page on our intranet. And that's where we introduced some of the formatting using tables. We've also, want to have a lot of white space on there so people can figure out what they're supposed to do, and their eye is kind of pleasing to the eye. The problem with it is when you add more formatting like that, the editing, when you click on the edit button, it is not maybe as easy to find the place where you want to make the edit when you have this table format. And so, I mean, there are pros and cons with that, but in the end, I mean, we really do want the page to look reasonably nice when someone gets there and not too intimidating. And then finally, sometimes news happens too fast. This Duke thing is really, we were working so hard on it on a day-to-day basis that at times we didn't have the time to upload anything onto the wiki. And so that we ended up actually having to have one of the researchers take about an hour of her day away from doing anything with researching for the LaCrosse case and just upload all of the documents that we had at that point so that we could keep up to date with the stuff that we were doing. And our other struggles, the installation of the wiki software was actually fairly simple. Now, we had to get IIS involved. We had some problems when we tried to install it ourselves. But he did it in about 5 minutes, and so really, apparently, it was not too difficult. The customization of the wiki, the software comes with, like I said, that top right area and the left bar already done. There's a logo there. We needed to, add our own logo. I'm not a graphic person, so the logo that we ended up with was fairly simple. But we had to. You can update the logo yourself. We did manage to. They had a donate money link on there. It was like, people donate money to us. But I mean, we decided to remove that, and we ended up adding a sandbox link instead. The sandbox being an area where they could play. So if you were really timid about editing, you could go to the sandbox page, do any kind of playing in there to test your editing skills, and then go back to the main page that you really wanted to edit. So we did add a sandbox link and, like I said, the logo. I think the documentation is good for MediaWiki, but at times it can be a little bit cumbersome, and it's hard to find what the little question that you might have about editing, and sometimes it's hard to find it in the documentation. For the most part, it is good documentation, but it is maybe even too much documentation. I'm not really sure. And finally, I have some links there. The first link is to the actual page where you would actually download the MediaWiki software, which is free, and then the user's guide and the editing information. And that's it. Oh, and I have some. My slide presentation is up here if you want afterwards.
I move down there. Go this way. Where? Where? we're not interested. Oh, it's right there. You know what? Yeah, I'll just stay here. I'm going to say a few words while I get hooked up.
Jim is just going to hook up his PC and then he'll be with you in a moment. So talk amongst yourselves for a second.
That was not inopportune.
All right, that just means he's ready.
All these PowerPoints, by the way, are going to be on the Ministry Division website probably within a week, so if you don't get one, don't panic. Okay, good afternoon, everybody. First of all, before I start, I'd like to... Whoa. We have the wrong one up here. I can't do Jessica's as well as she did. All right, here we go. Good afternoon. First of all, I want to give credit to where credit's due. Our team of librarians, there's six professional librarians in our library, plus Emily Glenn, the intern we had last summer, have over the past 6 months developed three separate wikis. I'm going to talk about two of them today. Primarily, I'm going to talk about Dewey Answers, and I'll explain this as I go along a little bit. Randy Walk, one of our librarians, developed a wiki that does specifically it does news budgeting for the newsroom. We needed to do that because we're moving off one front-end system to another, and the new front-end system did not have the capability to do budgeting. So he developed that, but it was not deployed, so we're not going to show that. The second one is a Twiki. Are you confused? A Twiki is a wiki, and it's kind of a Twiki wiki. And you have to thank for that, Emily Glenn. Emily, would you please stand? Emily is our Melker Thomas Scholarship Award winner as well. And Emily developed the Twiki as a practicum, which she came up with on her own, out of the blue, to handle research. And I'll show you that at the tail end of this. The lion's share of this is going to be Dewey Answers. Emily could do an hour-long presentation on the Twiki by itself. We did. The architect of Dewey Answers is a librarian at the Dispatch, Victor Black. He was here last year demonstrating the Dewey intranet, and he's kind of the brains behind the operation. I just take credit for it. Victor also serves as the editor-in-chief. Okay, we are using open-source software. It's MediaWiki. We're running it on a Linux operating system on a server that we have. You know, we didn't do anything with this. We started this in December of 2005. We did this primarily in response to, Victor responded to the problem of the style book on ATEX, which is was around before most of you were born, was on ATEX, on like a Word document, practically. Not even a Word document, it was just an ASCII text file. They had to have a home for it. So Victor's solution to that was, all right, we're going to put it on a wiki. And he did. I'll show you all of these things. But he also developed some other things that we wanted to do with this. And when I get into this, it'll become a little more evident. And why is it called Dewey Answers? Well, the intranet is called Dewey. And the story behind that is, in the old days, the IS department liked to name their computers. Thor, whatever. Boy, were they puny. And we had a CD-ROM file server, which they built for us, and they thought they would be cute, and they called it Dewey. Librarians will have Dewey. Well, the librarians know a brand name when we see one. So now the reporting staff knows Dewey. We look at Dewey Answers is, we haven't quite defined this thing yet, but we look at it as a long-term asset. We can't see the boundaries yet. We've added categories, and I'll explain this as we get into this a little bit. We've added categories probably two or three in the last month. So we don't know where the end is. We don't know where the beginning is. But the main theory of Dewey Answers is it's built on each day's paper. We take this most significant flat news event from that day's paper, and it becomes a Dewey entry in the almanac category. We also add things to it from research that we perform on stories. For example, the downtown mall was being thought to be closed, and the thing was around 10 or 15 years, and the librarians did an extensive timeline, when it was developed, when it peaked out, when it started to decline. So we had all of this research on there. So when this thing does tank, and it will, the library has already got a timeline prepared, ready to go in the paper. This is a closed wiki. By that I mean nobody contributes to this except the librarians and one or two editors who do the style book. For the most part, we use a single source of information, the Columbus Dispatch. The reason we did that was when we first started doing this, we can go here, we take this, we can do that and that, and we decided we need to authenticate every single piece of information in this wiki. And if we go out and take a page on the Muirfield golf tournament from somebody else's source, we don't know if that's necessarily true, that's not necessarily vetted, and it may not hold up over time. So the decision was made, only material that we have copyright to, only material that we have published. There are a couple of exceptions to that, but not very many. What does Dewey answer? Quick, accurate background on recent news events, profiles of newsmakers, local style book, a news almanac, timelines, tip sheets, newsroom documents. We're adding other things as we go along. Let's talk about categories. Categories are sort of like information silos. They're vertical stacks of information. So we have a vertical stack of information, which is an almanac, a stack of things that are just about buildings, events, people, quick lookups, style book, tip sheets, and welcome wagon materials. Quick lookups, by the way, was a refugee area for all those little help files that they put into the ATEX system over the years. And said, what are we going to do with this stuff? We've got to have it. So we put a category for it, and eventually that'll be incorporated into other areas. But right now we've got it in a single source. Welcome wagon material, last year we developed a new employee handbook, a printed book, which is kind of a pain to put together every year. So what we did is we began porting that material into Dewey Answers. So if you look at categories as silos, you can browse within a category. So for example, if you're in the style book, you really don't want to look at buildings or quick lookups or anything like that. You want to answer a style question. So you have the ability to browse within that category. The nice thing about MediaWiki is you can also search across. So if you're trying to answer a question, what is the nationwide building, you can probably pick up answers from the style book and the buildings file and maybe the events file or maybe the people file, but it will return those results collectively to you. Categories can have subcategories, and I don't want to belabor that, but the Almanac, of course, has a subcategory of months. So we can take selective dates of June, the most significant dates of June that we could possibly find that we always want to remember, or December, December 7th, you always want to do that, and we can put it into a subcategory called months, or decades, or something called chronologies. I have examples of all of these. Future categories. OSU football is probably inevitable. It's Columbus, Ohio. Football is our major industry. Category dispatch, we're thinking about that. The Wikipedia kind of a concept is natural for your corporate culture. Within 2 weeks, we'll have the sports style book up there, which is going to be quite huge. How do we administrate this thing? The way our library works is all the housekeeping is done in rotation. It's a good job or it's a bad job, it's a dirty job or it's a necessary job. Once every 7 weeks, it's your job. That's actually the only way I've found that actually gets this stuff done. So what happens with Dewey Answers is that week you're the editor. We just kind of started this. I laid this on everybody. And you're responsible for making sure that through each day's paper there is some significant event or not that will go into Dewey Answers. And I have to tell you that to a large degree, much of what you publish in the newspaper is not worthy of Dewey Answers. The entries might be two or three a week, so we are not indexing the paper. And we also have a monthly Dewey Answers meeting, which Victor Black chairs. He is the editor-in-chief. He sets the standards, the styles, and in my case, he enforces them. So that's how we manage this at this point. There's going to be some other issues about, as this thing gets bigger, about hierarchy, relationships of categories and subcategories, but we have not yet crossed those bridges yet. Okay, I want to show you how an article goes from a published article to a Dewey Answers article. On March 26th, we published this little profile of a woman named Donna James, who's a prominent news or insurance executive. It's a very nice little story, and you notice down here it was a timeline. It's almost a dead giveaway that, oh wow, we got to keep track of this. So what we did was, from the text archive, it's basically a straight cut and paste, and that gets put into there. Oops. Oh, that one doesn't do it. As Susan said, see the little table of contents over here? When we make a heading, if we make enough headings, it creates that little table of contents as you go along. This is a template that Amy Deesh developed. Amy, are you here? There she is, which we use as style. So we use a similar layout for portraits of people. We took a picture of her from the archive, rezzed it down, and said, okay, throw it on the right side of the page and put a frame around it. Here is what this looks like as a Dewey Answers edit page. I didn't point out, you see the where it says article up here, and then edit over here. We're actually in the edit part of this article right now. Category people, bracket, bracket, category people, bracket, bracket. Okay, category business. So she's in two categories. Okay, put a picture of her up there, put it on the right side, put a frame around it, and that's the caption. Three quote marks around it, bolds it. Equals equals biography, equals equals, that's like a chapter head. Now you can see that the commands to do this, as probably you've seen already, are really very simple. And again, back to the article itself. And you can tell there's a biography. This is a much longer article than what you're seeing. It's just basically a screenshot at this point. Okay, now what we're going to do is there we go. Alright, what you're looking at right now is a piece of open source software called HT Tracker. This is you can download this from CNET or some other place like that. What it does is it actually captures a website. So it's sort of like you're pretending you're there, but you're really not. You can see it from the URL at the top. You're on the C drive somewhere. This is the home page for Geary Answers. You know, it almost looks like a website by itself. Victor designed this. There are, you know, it's a little bit of promotion on the side of it here. We do a little this month in history, some major areas, explanations, what's going on in June, what happened in the month of June, various chronologies, and some links to other things there. Okay, so we're on the main page right now. Let me I'm going to run through the categories so you can sort of see how that works.
No. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is.
Local style book. Okay, we're now in the style book silo, so to speak. I guess I need to sit down here so I can see what I'm doing. Yeah. In the local style book, here's the AFSCME, straight style book entry. Now, we don't touch the style book. We leave that to one of the assistant managing editors to do. Okay, we can look at Nationwide. That's the insurance company. Nationwide Arena. Okay, now it begins to look a little different. This is also a building entry, and it's more than a style book entry at this point. There's a picture of it, when it was built, building information. Again, this is a template, and there's a timeline to go with this. Moving right along. The Almanac has subcategories to it, and we're pretty liberal about putting art on these pages. One of the design philosophies is make it pretty. Here's a subcategory called chronologies. And I wanted to point this one out to you. Columbus Bishops. This page was a result of the appointment of a new bishop in town. And they took the occasion to, well, let's list all the bishops we ever had. And then down here, you know, they had a thing. Here's the outgoing bishop. He was retiring. He has his own page. So, as he retired, they did a timeline on him, and we created a timeline on his successor, because that was all in that article. So, one of the things that we do is we monitor these people. Has this guy done something significant? So, as that happens, he gets new entries in his timelines. This is one that I did after Victor corrected me. The OSU president is retiring, Karen Holbrook, and we ran this cute little graphic, so we popped that on the page. And here's a list of all of the Ohio State University presidents. And since Karen Holbrook had a page, simply linking out to her. So we're now able to have a little better handle on a lot of these folks.
Let's see. Okay, I want to
go back to the almanac here and show you June. We'll go to 2006. June, this is what's going on currently. And as of when I captured this page up to last week, we didn't have many entries in here. Our current political scandal in the state of Ohio is the unwise investment of worker compensation fund in coins. So everybody up to the governor's got their little hands dirty on that. So this clown here managed to get caught. So we are tracking that, and as a major kind of scam, this is similar to the situation with the Duke lacrosse team. You get into these kinds of things, and they turn into massive projects. The yellow things here, by the way, are marks that Victor makes on these, and he says, "I have patrolled that, and it's correct." Well, so I'm scared to death of the people that work for me. new pages. This is clever because now you can have a look at what we're doing and when we're doing it. You can look at the edits on those pages, as Susan already pointed out. And now for something totally different. Go back to it. Am I dead out of time?
I'm not dead, no.
Half dead. Okay, very quickly. This is the Twiki page that Emily did, and we use that as a research. We collect research there, and I wanted to show you a couple pages here. Our researchers can track what they do during the day, and this is a nice place where they can collect the information. It's a similar problem to what the Raleigh News and Observer has. You know, who did what for whom, when, where is it, and how do you pass it on? It's that very issue. And here is... one that we're currently working on. This has to do with crime tracker software. And I really wanted to show you two other things. The editor was working on a convergence kind of project and wanted to know what was going on with interactive things in newspapers. And the two news researchers worked for several days and they compiled all this stuff. Including attachments. The beauty part of this is when they were done, all he had to do was give the editor the link to it, and he could take that and show his pals. So basically, and this was something we did not anticipate with Emily's Twiki. We thought, well, we can use it to track daily research. Well, what this thing really shines at is large-scale collaborative projects. This is a stunning result. And it was something that we totally did not anticipate. And at this point, I'm going to quit.
Thank you. If the panelists could all join us up here, we'll take questions from the room. Yes.
I was wondering if your panelists could speak about transitioning from an internet to a wiki format. How do you move from one to the other, and are there important instances where you keep both?
Well, I'll take a quick stab at that, and I'll pass it to anyone who wants to. One thing that you can't do in a wiki is paste HTML into those edit pages. So if you have an intranet and you want to view the source documents and cut and paste that, it's very difficult. without doing some editing. Does anyone else want to?
And I was just going to say that we still have our intranet, and we just link to the wiki from the intranet, and the wiki is just for the few purposes that we've already identified. And so we still have quite a bit on our intranet. We don't have, it's not that the wiki has taken over.
Yes.
Was there any difficulty in getting the heads of the papers and or your executives on board doing this? And probably with that, especially legal issues are involved, talking about employees and giving them sort of free reign to write what they want, even though it can be edited.
Okay, she asked about difficulty with upper management and legal issues. From my point of view, I didn't tell upper management. Since it's only my department using it, I don't have very many legal issues or anything like that.
And we also, our upper management was very keen on it. They like it being kind of technology forward, and so when we first proposed doing something like this, they were like, well, what is it? Well, okay, go ahead. Go for it. So it was no big deal at all for them. Yeah.
Anyone want to speak to the legal issues? Does anyone have any comments about that?
I don't really have any insight. We haven't had any issues to this point. We did have an issue with our intranet with some passwords that we had on there that were being used by people outside the newsroom. So we have removed those passwords, and that was a wiki page that we were going to do, and we've decided not to do that now. So that would be the only kind of security breach that we had, but it was really with our intranet.
Anyone else? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that myself. Jessica was born doing it, and the rest of us
were born.
I've been doing it since April of 2005.
And we started ours really in full force about January of this year.
But when did you start learning about it?
Well, really, actually, at SLA last year was when I came back from SLA last year was when I first started thinking about it. But it really, actually, the installation of it was not until January.
Yes.
The ramp-up time is really fast, and the learning curve is, to use more cliches, is very short.
That's true.
Even though people are going to your wiki, are they still going outside to verify that there's a wiki? Like, I'm just, well, are people actually using it for what the intended?
She asked if our wiki is searchable from the internet, and if people go outside to verify the information they see there. If that doesn't apply to me, since mine is close to a department, so I will defer to somebody else.
Well, ours is not searchable. We don't actually have a search function on our intranet at all, so the wiki part of it is not searchable at the intranet. Now, the wiki itself does have a search function, and typing it, it works well. You type in any word, and it brings up all the wiki pages that have that word. And we haven't had an issue with people going outside the wiki for any of stuff. They trust us.
We haven't experienced anything like that yet. You can get to the wiki from the homepage of the intranet. We're flying under the radar screen right now because what we plan to do is to get kind of a critical mass of content in there before we actually roll this out to the newsroom. It's there, but they don't know what they're looking at yet.
Anyone else?
You had mentioned the software being free. Is it free for everyone?
Free?
Yes. The hosting body doesn't have
software. No.
There are a couple that charge a small fee, but most of them are free. And MediaWiki, which is, and I think, one of the best ones, is certainly free. Anyone else? Yes.
Where does the name Wiki come from? Does it stand for something? Or
I'm going to give it just a few.
That's Jessica.
It's the Hawaiian word wiki means quick, and I think it was Ward Cunningham who came up with the idea of calling the software wiki. I might be wrong about that. It's in Wikipedia, actually. Look it up.
So how long has that concept been available, or people have been doing that?
Making wikis?
Yes.
academic could be the expert.
I don't know. It's been around for many years, but I don't know exactly how many.
At least 4 years, I'd say. Anyone else? Okay, thank you all for coming.
Everybody was really different too. There was very little overlap. That was good. That's good.
I'm converted.
I'm taking my handouts. I don't want to take them home.
Call me. Thank you. Did you go to the lobby of the Sheraton at one? Grab a sandwich.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll call him and tell him I just finished up the session. So don't worry about it.
Yeah. I was worried about running late anyway. So
I'll call him.